This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
So today our third guest is Victoria Page from VIP Therapies. Lovely to have you on the show, Victoria.
Thank you, Mandy. It's lovely to be here.
It's great for you to be here. Can you please give us a little bit about your background and how you became a therapist and your love of essential oils?
Oh, yes, love to. So for many years, I worked in admin, just doing jobs that, yeah, I was good at, but didn't really fulfil my passion for something that was a bit more worthwhile or fulfilling. And one day I had a Reiki healing treatment and I was just so amazed by the experience, I never forgot about it. A couple of years later, I was having my legs waxed of all things, and I noticed that the therapist, she had a Reiki healing certificate. So I was so intrigued and said, I want to do it. So she gave me some details and I then went and learned it. And that was the start of learning many, many therapies. And the third therapy I learned was aromatherapy. And that really inspired me hugely. The senses, stimulating the senses, the sense of smell. I had some very nice experiences when I was doing my case studies. So it was always there in the background.
The way you said aromatherapy, it just aromatherapy. So you absolutely love it. Of course, aromatherapy has been around for hundreds of years.
Yes, yes.
And they're very powerful.
Yes, they are. I was actually in Egypt a couple of years ago and I was stood outside a room that we couldn't go in. It was huge and it was actually in a temple and it used to be their aromatherapy room. It was just amazing. So that's the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, just one place that they use them.
Yeah, they're very clever, aren't they?
Mm. Absolutely. And just for listeners who might not know what Reiki is, can you give us a brief description, please?
Okay, yes. So it's energy healing, and it's healing that's channeled through the person that's giving it and through their hands going towards or going onto and into the recipient. And it works on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. So it helps with things like pain, definitely helps with stress and emotions, anxiety, grief. And sometimes if we feel a little bit disconnected from the world and what's going on outside our lives, then it can just help you to feel more grounded and present.
So your first Reiki experience, can you describe what happened?
Well, I wasn't really aware of exactly what was happening, but the effects over the next couple of weeks, I woke up 2 weeks after having had this treatment, and I just felt like I'd woken up from a long dream. And I'd said to my boyfriend at the time, "Where have I been? What's been going on? Have I seemed different?" And he said, "Yes, you've been in a dream. You've not really been here." And everything just seemed to look different. I know something had changed inside. I didn't know what it was, but it was quite mystical. So I never forgot it.
So do you think it's an energy? I mean, obviously you know what it is, but from my experience, it's an energy, moving energy around. Yeah. How would you describe it? As a professional?
Well, sometimes it feels like heat or coolness. If anybody's ever had acupuncture, sometimes you feel, that's working on the meridian lines in the body, sometimes you feel like a little tremor in the body, or you just feel an unusual feeling, and we would just say it's energy removing a blockage or working on a blockage. So it's quite hard to define in words, and it's something that you definitely have to feel, because we all feel things differently. But it always works on what the person needs.
So what, can I ask you what the difference is between angelic Reiki and traditional, how do you pronounce that?
Asui. So with angelic Reiki, it's just working on a higher vibration. So if we think about angels, we may imagine them with wings or, or feathers. So we think of it, them just being light, I suppose, whereas I find that with traditional Reiki it's much more grounding and really works on the physical body. And often we may think of angels for comfort or that's it really. Mm. Yeah, it's quite, again, it's hard to define because it's how you experience it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the angelic side of things, but very interested in the variety of treatments that are available through yourself. So that must have taken quite a long time to qualify in those various elements that you practice.
Yes, I would be a permanent student in life if I could. I just love learning. I just want to learn everything. The more I learn, the more I want to learn. So, yes, in the early days, it was more sort of practical treatments like massage, reflexology, ear candling and aromatherapy. And right at the start was Reiki. And since then, I've done courses and training in different types of healing. And but as I've gone on, obviously have more experience. And so when somebody comes to me for a treatment, what I really love is to be able to give them what they need on the day. It sometimes it could be half and half of a treatment.
Do you find you need do you get a better response from somebody you find a stronger connection with?
I think it's more if they have a stronger connection with me. So definitely, yes, there has to be a really good connection between therapist and client, because otherwise you're not going to fit. If you don't feel relaxed or safe or comfortable, then you're going to not get the most out of your treatment at all. So I feel it's more like the other way around. So as a professional person, I know that I can give a good treatment to anybody.
Do you use your essential oils with all the treatments? I mean, would you have one diffusing in the background while you're... I can imagine you would with the Reiki.
Yes.
How lovely would that
yes.
be?
Yes, I use them in probably nearly all my treatments. I rarely don't use them, I suppose. Mm. And there would be different smells for different situations. So somebody was maybe feeling a little down or depressed or tired, then something like lemon or orange, anything that's uplifting, and citrus would be fabulous. Equally, if they're really stressed and tired, something like lavender or the floral oils would be lovely. And if they need a bit of waking up, then something like peppermint. So there really is something for everything.
There's so many essential oils out there. Oh, I love them. I think they really do evoke a lot of emotions, don't they? And
yes.
memories.
Yes.
Can I just ask you, while we're talking about essential oils, you mentioned that I was reading the notes that they helped you at a particular time. Would you be able to tell us
about that?
Because I think that's really important for the listeners.
Yes. So in 2015, actually a couple of years before that, I was diagnosed with end stage endometriosis, and I had fibroids and organs were stuck together. And I was trying to avoid having a hysterectomy. I was determined I was going to sort things out myself. At the end of the day, after a couple of years of trying different things, I wasn't able to stop having surgery. But prior to surgery, I used certain essential oils every day religiously. I helped myself with changing my diet and just generally cleansing my body in preparation for surgery. And alongside having some Bowen therapy, which helps to release the fascia in the body, when the surgeon opened me up on the operating table, he told me the following day when he was chatting to see how I was, he said, I actually had to check I had the right scan results. He said, you looked so different inside. But not only that, I came out of hospital really early. I healed really quickly and I didn't get an infection, which was kind of half expected. So for me, that was my victory. I had my loss and I didn't want to have had the operation, but it was amazing and the best that it could have been. So the essential oils, I use them every day. I use them in treatments. I use them for me. I use them for everybody. And I even share them in the post office. So I've got an oil for everything.
So do you have your own therapist that you go to? Do you have somebody who treats you?
I do. I have a lovely lady who, she is also a very good aromatherapist. She also does angelic Reiki, and we do a lovely swap. So I give her healing and she gives me a lovely massage and a facial. It's just delicious. So we do that once a month, but I could really do with a treatment every week, so I need some more.
So if somebody were feeling out of sorts in whatever way, could they call you up for a telephone consultation?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I love talking about essential oils. I can talk about it for hours. So, yes, I love to help people. So even just a conversation over the phone, I'm happy to share, yeah.
And I see you also do workshops.
I do, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, so essential oils have really kind of taken over my life, and they're really lovely to share in workshops. I do different topics. I tend to go, or I seem to be doing more of their sort of esoteric or intangible connections with the chakras, working with the chakra system and the archangels. Basically, essential oils can be used in all aspects of life, in our lives, so physically, emotionally and spiritually. And with being a healer, then I just love that energetic connection. So they're brilliant, they're fascinating, and everybody gets to make their own blend according to their own preference and their needs, and it's just so much fun. And one thing I always say to people is that the nose knows. That's what I was taught at college. So you can't go wrong. If you smell it and you like it, then it's good for you.
And everybody's going to be different in terms of what they're attracted to based on their energy at any particular time.
Yeah, and it can change from day to day as well. I mean, I'm lucky. I've got over 100 oils, so I can choose.
Indulge,
yes.
Do you have favourites? You must have.
Oh, I do. At the moment, I'm using an oil called Arbor Vitae, which is actually a tree from the tree that the Native Americans use to make their canoes and other wooden items.
So is it woody?
It's very woody. And it's...
I know that sounds silly, but it must be woody.
it is, and it really smells like a wood yard. That lovely fresh...
Oh, I do like that. Oh, I love the smell of wood.
Now you've got me going. Yes. Have you got one that's like fresh cut grass?
I love all the herbally ones. So there's rosemary. So it's not quite cut grass.
No.
But there's herbal ones like that.
I personally love bergamot and rose. Absolute, is it?
Yes. Oh, rose. We call that the queen of the oils.
Is that the very expensive one?
A beautiful oil. Yes. They have personalities.
How would we use rose oil then?
Rose oil, because it's so expensive, they have to use so much, so many petals, thousands and thousands, to make a tiny amount. So it's always diluted in a carrier oil, and so you could have it made up in a carrier oil, and then you can just roller it on, or massage it into your body, your feet, or diffuse it in a diffuser.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I just want to smell them all now.
what's the quality? What does that rose oil bring? I don't know that one.
Okay, so it would be really good on a physical level, it'd be really good for mature skin. So it's really good for dry skin. It's going to be helping to balance the hormones. So I always say it's one of the ladies' oils, definitely good for ladies, no matter what age you are. It's very gentle, yet it's extremely powerful. So it's a good one for most things.
I just need to point out with your oils that because of the oils that you sell, you can put some of them on the skin, whereas some other essential oils you can't. And you always have to read the label or take advice,
definitely,
don't you?
Definitely, definitely. Yes, I use a very high quality oil so that they're safe to use, slightly different to how I was college trained, and I'm just so pleased I can, because I know that's what made my own surgery
so
successful.
Just going back to the oil very, very quickly, if children are going through exams at the moment, which they are, what's a good oil to put in a diffuser while they're, you know, trying to distress them?
Rosemary. It's really good for the memory. Another oil would be lemon, so that helps us focus. So lemon, rosemary, and peppermint, that would be quite stimulating. It's good for helping the that help you stay awake and concentrate. So those three would be really, really good.
And where do you have your workshops? Did you?
They are.
Have you
being,
told us that you haven't?
I haven't.
Have
no, they're actually being held at the Surrey Wellbeing Clinic in Farnham.
Yeah,
Surrey and Hampshire Wellbeing Clinic in Farnham. And you can find out the details of those from my website.
You can give that out later. Yeah, we're not quite there. Oh no, we are. Okay. We're nearly there. Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, so we'll get your website in a minute.
Yes.
So I can't believe we're running out of time, and my head is just full of essential oils. Is yours, Penny?
Absolutely.
I hope
she's brought some with her.
Yes,
I have.
Have you?
I've got some.
All right.
I'm wearing lavender at the moment because it's really good for communication.
Oh,
so as I'm using
well,
my
that's
voice
well tonight.
I hope so.
That's us for the next year then, Penny. We'll have to buy a whole gallon.
Definitely.
No. So, Victoria, is there any advice that you could offer our listeners, particularly those who want to use essential oils but are slightly overwhelmed by the amount of oils that are out there? Mm. Where would you suggest they start?
I would say to get themselves a really good book. I can recommend a brilliant book, which has now become my new oil bible. And it's called Modern Essentials.
Okay.
And you can contact me if you want some more information, of course. But definitely get a really good book. If you don't know an aromatherapist, if you want to look up an aromatherapist, then just make sure that they are qualified and insured.
And that's really important.
That's very
great
important.
Great advice. Thank
yes.
you. And also, that was great advice to the listeners. So if they would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way? Through your email or website?
Yes. So with my website, which is www.vip-therapies.com, and I've got a contact page on there.
Okay.
I could give you my email address.
If you like, yeah.
Yes. That is relax@vip-therapies.com.
And all of the details of the workshops are on there?
Yes, okay. There'll be a link there.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you, Victoria. That was
Thank
wonderful.
You.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.